and knock on our door.
Come knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Thank you for knocking on our door, and welcome to the Regal Beagle Podcast, a podcast dedicated to the much-loved television sitcom Three's Company. Here we review and discuss each and every Three's Company episode, covering all 8 seasons in chronological order. My name is Danko Jones, and joining me today, like he did last week, is my cousin Cameron. Cameron, how are you this week?
I'm great. I'm back again.
You're back.
I'm back.
Okay, season 5, episode 20, Dying to Meet You. It aired May 5th, 1981, directed by Dave Powers, written by Bud Grossman. Jack gets harassed by Max, the jealous boyfriend of an attractive girl at the Regal Beagle. He fakes his own death in order to get Max off his back. Cameron, what did you think of Dying to Meet You?
I thought it was great.
Yeah, amazing.
I thought it was a great episode.
Great episode again.
I did. It was a great episode. I remember last week I was sort of blown away, and I use those words in the context of this show, by Double Trouble. And I was, you know, wasn't expecting things to sort of stay at that level. I was really hoping they did, and they really did.
Yeah.
In as much as, like, I felt, you know, Max was a bit over the top with the jealousy. I think that was part of the whole shtick.
It was the only way to push the story forward.
Absolutely. And I was really impressed and surprised by Larry in this episode.
Larry's like secret weapon.
He's
a secret weapon.
And because, I mean, he had the confidence throughout the episode to sort of stand up to this guy, but at the same time, when push came to shove, he would just kind of slink away, but in a manner that, like, you know, didn't make him seem as much of a, you know, a wimp as it did Jack.
Yeah. And the great, like, kind of building the character of Max, just a sidebar with Max, is he's a karate expert, and so he's like hacking and slashing his way through this episode.
When
is great.
Karate chops through their chair.
Yeah.
It came out of nowhere.
I was
dying. Because I thought up until now, like, he wasn't that physically imposing.
No.
And it didn't seem like he could push Jack or Larry around. And then he shows up at the door and karate chops the chair. And I'm like, okay, this guy's pretty serious.
And that's Terry Kaiser. And Terry Kaiser, we all know, went on to superstardom with, he is Bernie at Weekend at Bernie's. He plays the dead Bernie in the Weekend at Bernie's films. If you've ever seen Weekend at Bernie's, he's the dead guy. It's Terry Kaiser. And he's also like a character actor, everything from Murder, She Wrote, Magnum P.I., Hill Street Blues. We all know this guy's face. But for me, this is the first of 2 appearances on Three's Company that were, each one was as memorable as the other. And Terry Kaiser, it's just a testament to, you know, how great of an actor Terry Kaiser is.
Yeah, he was fantastic. And I think the culmination and the buildup of everything to the scene in the funeral home was brilliant. And Jack in the coffin, it was great. It was really, really good.
This episode, you know, aside from Terry Kaiser playing Max so memorably, there's an introduction of a character in this episode. Mike the bartender debuts at the Regal Beagle.
Right.
Yeah. So it was Mike the bartender. It was who was the other bartender? Jesus Christ. So the other bartender left 2 episodes ago. Jim the bartender. Sorry about that. Jim the bartender left 2 episodes ago, and he was replaced with Mike the bartender, who was played by Brad Blaisdell. And Brad Blaisdell just died last December 26th. So Mike the Bartender. This is his debut on the show, and he comes back for a few more episodes.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah.
What happened to Jim the Bartender?
Jim the Bartender, I don't know, but he actually had more appearances on Three's Company than Mike did, and to me he's more memorable. Both bartenders are dead now. But Mike the Bartender, yeah, this is his debut.
Oh, well, he didn't really have that many speaking parts, did he?
No, he didn't. I think it was just a matter of when they meet Max the first time at the Regal Beagle, and Larry orders a drink from Mike or something like that. I can't remember. But Mike does have a line or two in it.
Yeah. Okay.
Nothing substantial, nothing that interfered with the story. He's just, you know, he's just at the bar. But it's just a really small thing. They've replaced bartenders.
Fascinating.
Yeah. So all in all, we're 2 for 2 so far. Come back next week. Let's try and make this 3 for 3. Hopefully we can.
3 for 3. Oh, boy. That's going to be tough.